Sí, pero en mayo uso como tarugi. Nadie, a mí le más como no orienta ya, rich chin, pan y bien bien. Am bien de una blue, a tan mac, tena de un fútbol tan muy blue. Se fi tipo spirit, en la spirit rancho de él. And when they left the baby in the house and put Bible at their head with a psalms, or them walk masses as the baby head. We used to do it too.
This practice is said to originate from the West African belief that until day 8, a newborn's fate is uncertain and its soul is not yet fully formed. During slavery days, a newborn was not regarded as being of this world until this period had passed. Today we'll go down memory lane with St. Catherine resident Miss B. This 82-year-old great-grandmother will be sharing with us her knowledge about some of the beliefs and practices concerning the spirit world. Lecturer in the Department of History and Archaeology at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Julian Cresser, explains that a number of these beliefs concerning ghosts and spirits have been handed down from our West African forefathers.
African retentions are very evident in the way we understand the world and the universe and how it is organized. Many West African belief systems believe in a supreme being who is distant from us, but the creator of all things within the universe. And we don't directly access this supreme being, but we do access his mediators, various spirits. A lot of our African-derived religious practices believe in the communication with these spirits for various ends. We can see this in Kumina, we can see this in revival, we can also see it in Obia, and beliefs generally in spirits, dopis.
Think back to the dopey stories you heard as a child or the warnings you received from adults that bad things will happen to you if you harmed green lizards or pointed at graves without biting each of your 10 fingers afterwards.
One evening I come from Bagua, and when me reach a road about 8 o'clock in the night, and me come here see man with one basket on my head and one pain on the in my hand. When me reach a one jackfruit tree, man, Satan pick one rotten jackfruit, you see, man, and throw them in a dry trash. And me hear this thing, I come down here. Me say, what? And me flick my basket half of my head and drop the pain pan and me turn up my road. And me, then my head real big, you see, man, and me 2 foot, then begin tremble and me couldn't talk again. Me turn up my road, it's a jump up. Look at most me drop the one. When me come back, go look at the other man in a one rotten jackfruit. But right as for me, hear something roll and stop. At the same days, me go back go look, and when me look at one rotten jackfruit, you see. And from that, me not afraid again, you know, me walk anytime. Anytime me hear anything, me not run again, me stand up and me look.
Like Miss B, you too may have had an experience that caused you to conclude that duppies are either not real or are harmless. But for a number of Jamaicans, duppies or evil spirits are believed to have powers to inflict harm and are often used by Obia men to carry out evil deeds.
The spirits are accessed by those persons with the power, and they are harnessed to help us in various ways. If you think of the reasons why people go to an Obia man, for instance, it may be to get out of a court case, it may be to get a visa, it may be to get a job. Sometimes for more nefarious and evil things, revenge. But there's also the use of the power of the spirits in healing. You know, there are a number of healers who are healing ailments that we believe may not necessarily have physical causes, but spiritual causes. And for those type of ailments, you need to go to a spiritual healer. There are many things that we practice daily, but we're not even aware that they come to us from our West African ancestors. Beliefs in duppies, rolling cars, the wearing of red and rearrangement of furniture when somebody has died. Ways of thinking, many of the proverbs that we have that influence the way we deal with life situations come to us from our West African heritage.
Lecturer in the Department of History and Archaeology at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Julian Cresser. Culture is dynamic, and so our Jamaican way of life will continue to be influenced by our interactions with the rest of the world. But we can safely say that Jamaican culture will continue to reflect our West African heritage for years to come.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.